Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dot Bible podcast series, hosted by the American Bible Society. This is our ongoing series of interviews where we speak with organizations that are taking advantage of the new Dot Bible top-level domain, ultimately supporting ABS's vision for offering a new and trusted online source for all things Bible. Today, we're speaking with Scott Everhart, Senior Director of Marketing for Wycliffe Bible Translators USA, about his organization's use of Dot Bible domain extensions. Tell us about Wycliffe Bible Translators, its history, its mission, and the like.
Yeah, I mean, Wycliffe Bible Translators actually started by Cameron Townsend after he realized the Quechaquel people of Guatemala wanted Bibles in their own language and not the Spanish translation Bibles that he was trying to sell them. So he started looking for different ways to meet that need. And fast forward 75 years later, basically, and we're part now of a global movement to deliver the Bible in every person's heart language. And that movement is really strong at the moment. We expect by 2025 there'll be an active or completed translation in every one of the world's 7,000 languages. So we're really excited about the progress we're making and hopeful for the future.
That's great. Thanks, Scott. That's really exciting, exciting stuff there. So let's shift real quick. Why did Wycliffe choose to invest in the Wycliffe.Bible and also Y.Bible domain? And what is the purpose of these two separate websites?
Sure. We see it as a way to directly connect our digital presence with our purpose and focus around Bible translation. We also think it's important to lead in innovation and provide an example for other Bible-related agencies to see how they can leverage this top-level domain. For the individual domains themselves, Wycliffe.Bible is now the site for our annual reporting where people can learn about what we do and the impact of their contributions to our work in the kingdom. Y.Bible, on a different method, is really currently in beta testing right now and is going to be the centerpiece of Why the Bible Matters, a new annual campaign we're going to launch in September.
That's great. Let's talk about future plans. I mean, you talked about the Y.Bible campaign. What are some of your future plans to build awareness around actually both of these domains?
Obviously, our annual reports are a big part of the promotion for Wycliffe.Bible for the foreseeable future. But we'll be consistently looking for innovative ways to leverage that site and the power of this new top-level domain. As I said earlier, Y.Bible will be the centerpiece of our fall campaign called Why the Bible Matters, but that won't just be a Wycliffe campaign. We look at this as a global conversation, so we're going to actually open this campaign up to other Bible agencies, universities, churches, individuals to join the discussion and promote how the Bible is important in their own way. We're going to start that in June with Y.Bible being the destination for these potential partners to learn more about how they can participate with Wycliffe Bible Translators in this campaign, as well as gather resources to create their own custom program. Then in September, Y.Bible will become a portal that brings all of these campaigns together in one online destination.
Great. Thanks, Scott. So why do you think it's important to talk about why the Bible matters?
Well, while I think most of your listeners would agree that the Bible is important, as a society, it seems we do tend to take it for granted. We have such easy access to a wide variety of translations and versions. You know, many people have a Bible app on their phone. I heard there's recently that there's a Lego Bible now. Yet, the data shows that nearly half of Americans consider themselves non-Bible readers. Meanwhile, there are over 1,700 languages in the world that don't have a single word of Scripture available. So we saw this dichotomy of availability globally and the lack of engagement domestically, especially among younger Americans, and decided it was time to speak up. We said, if we as Christians don't re-engage with the Bible and talk about how it has such an important impact on our world and on our lives, how can we expect to fulfill the Great Commission and help the unreached hear the good news? And so, what we've seen is, or what we're planning is to create this campaign predominantly on social, as well as the web, targeting millennials to really help them understand why the Bible matters and why, it's important to not only their lives, but can be important to other people's lives and the transformation that occurs when people really absorb the Scripture in their own language for the first time. And so we said, that's why we want to do a campaign surrounding why the Bible matters. But as we looked at this, we said, this really has opportunities for other organizations that may not be involved in Bible translation, but have a a great connection, you know, with Bible-related causes. And so we said, let's create these, you know, these assets and these sort of, you know, this sort of toolkit of, you know, graphics and resources and what have you that can be downloaded starting in June from Y.Bible to allow organizations to join the conversation. So there is some consistency, but really give them the opportunity to create their own branded, you know, individual campaign that sort of our philosophy is rising tide lifts all boats. So, you know, if say an American Bible Society or some other organization gets involved in this and they start talking about it in their own way, it only adds to the buzz and the engagement around the entire conversation, not just the Wycliffe conversation. So we think it's a really good opportunity for us as a, you know, as a group of Christians to be able to say why the Bible matters in a way that each organization can tailor the message to their individual audiences. So we're really excited about the possibility of other people coming alongside us and working together with us to make that happen.
Well, thanks, Scott. So do you think it's important for the Bible to have its own top-level domain and help shape the future of the Internet? And if so, why?
You bet. I mean, anything that can bring the Bible to the forefront of the collective consciousness in either the physical or the digital space, I absolutely believe is a benefit to society, and we're really excited to see how the .Bible domain name grows.
That's great. Thanks. You know, Scott, this has been a wonderful podcast. Anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
Well, first, we'd like to thank the American Bible Society for leading the way on the .Bible program, and we are excited to be active participants in the proliferation and growth of this new top-level domain. You know, finally, we'd like to encourage people to either join Wycliffe Bible Translators in our Why the Bible Matters campaign in September, or, you know, visit Y.Bible now to sign up to learn how you can set up your own campaign with the free resources that will be available very soon.
And this concludes our first official .Bible podcast interview hosted by the American Bible Society. I want to say thank you to Scott Everhart for joining us today, and a special thank you to everyone listening. Please stay tuned for more interviews of partner ministries, churches, and innovators using .Bible domain names in the weeks and months ahead.